Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you see the Justin Ishbia news?
Mm-hmm.
That he's buying the majority shares of the Chicago White Sox.
Not yet. He's not buying majority shares yet. Well, that would put him as the owner of the White Sox.
So what's he doing?
He is a limited partner for the next 2 years, but he has the option
to buy
from Reinsdorf.
Okay, yes. Well, you know where that last name comes from. Matt Ishbia. Well, I mean, they're brothers, right? So I don't, you know. Matt didn't birth
Justin. I'm going to guess all the Ishbias are related somehow.
Name that Ishbia. Justin Ishbia, the brother of Matt Ishbia, who owns the Phoenix Suns, who hates Dan Gilbert.
They have quite a rivalry.
We've played the audio on the air before. It was rough for Matt Ishbia. I know that David Blitzer is in line to buy the Guardians. I think that Dan Gilbert needs to do what he can to buy the Cleveland Guardians. It's my theory. I'm putting it out there right now. You can disagree or whatever.
Well, by the way, your theory. I mean, people have been clamoring for this for years.
Well, right,
because
this is a reason to do it.
Yeah, he's got endless money in that sport. You imagine what the Guardians would look like if every hot stove, every offseason,
we spent the beginning of this week talking about how do the Guardians have a real rivalry with anyone? You do this right here.
It's true. But I'm
going to the South Side every chance I get.
I've never taken it seriously until now. And let me tell you why. Because Justin Ishbia is buying into the White Sox. There's a fierce rivalry between the families. I think that once he eventually takes over, yeah, he might make the White Sox like the Dodgers. That's a big market. He might make, like, the Cubs should be and probably will be again, like the Mets, like the Yankees. And if that's that way, then I don't want to deal with that. I mean, the one thing about Jerry Reinsdorf, yeah, they've invested in that ball club before, and it's been a terrible investment. Everybody else kind of has to play it a little tighter. The Tigers are able to make a little bit of an investment there, but they got to be a little tighter. We just had David Sampson on about the Royals. You know what the Twins situation is because I keep bringing it up, so I won't let you forget it. It is a frugal division, and I don't want it to change, but if there's going to turn into an arms race there, hey, you know what? Dan Gilbert's kept the same general manager now, or it's the same team president general manager situation now for the last how many years? 6 years? 7 years? Somewhere in there? Okay.
That Kobe's been in charge?
Kobe's been in charge. You've made changes as the head coach of the NBA. You always make changes in NBA head coaches. I'm not worried about. I think Dan Gilbert would do what's necessary to go out and get players to try to win the World Series, to break the streak, but also, and this is the most important, leave good people in charge.
Yeah, so one thing that's really hard to know what any of these owners are going to do once they get into baseball. I know the assumption has been forever that, you know, the new ownership group, whatever, it's going to finally materialize and, you know, get total control of the ball club. Like, what kind of spending are they going to do? With Dan Gilbert, we kind of know. Like, he's going to spend. He is going to spend. At least that's what he's done. That's what he's done in the NBA. And, you know, the only thing holding him back is the apron. Right? The actual logistics of the league.
I thought this entire time, like, when people complain about the Dolans, and I say, man, David Blitzer might make a splash when he officially takes over the club, but I think he's going to run it like a business, like everybody else would, and I think it's going to be basically, you hope that it's almost ran in the same way so they don't run guys out of the front office. And people get bothered by that. Dan Gilbert's a change. He's a totally different animal, and I would totally have to take that back if he were to end up buying the majority of the Cleveland Guardians.
Isn't it crazy that Cleveland, of all places, has two owners that spend as much as you ever could want? There's literally
in the cap sports.
There's literally no limit on what they would spend. It just so happens that they're in the wrong sports to do it. Like,
we're in a second apron city here.
Yeah, I mean, you wish it was backwards. You wish it was in baseball that you had the owner to be able to do that.
When this came up, it reminded me. Remember, Mark Cuban tried to buy the Cubs, and there were a couple of reasons that he didn't buy it. I looked it back up, but part of it was because he owned the Mavericks at the time. The other ownership groups in Major League Baseball were like, well, we think it's going to split your interest and we want you to be fully focused on the Cubs.
I don't think that's a real concern anymore. I mean, there's families that own multiple teams and multiple sports now. Josh Harris, David Blitzer is involved in like four different teams across the world. I don't think that matters at all.
Portfolio.
Yes. And the first time it was like really brought up on the air here about Dan Gilbert, it's like, well, he still is part owner of the casino. That's been divested.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just pointing it out. It'd be a hell of an opportunity for the man. You are already really well liked in Cleveland. You want to be beloved? Spend the money to end this streak of 76 years, 78 years.
Well, and then what's that do with the Tigers rivalry too? Because of the Detroit connection, and
it's all good.
Let's do it.
It's all perfect.
It's time to do it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ryan at Columbia Station. All right, back to Aaron Rodgers. I think it's going to be a disaster. Lyman's just middle of the road. He's saying it's 9-7 or 9-8 this year for the Steelers.
Typical Steelers.
All right, what do you think, Ryan?
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I think Aaron Rodgers still has some left in the tank. Do I think this is going to be a huge success for Pittsburgh? No. I think he's a really gifted, naturally just talented guy. Definitely one of the top quarterbacks in the last couple decades. I think he's got a little bit left in the tank. I don't think the reason the Jets didn't win a lot of games was because of just Aaron Rodgers. I think they had way more issues going on. Am I sweating it as a Cleveland fan? No, not at all. I'm not sweating it. I'm not scared of Pittsburgh because of Aaron Rodgers. I really don't even like the guy. I think he's kind of a tool, but
is it, Ryan? I think part of it, I don't know if you feel the same way as me, so let me know, but part of it is the Browns are just, because we're projected to be at the bottom of the NFL, Like, I'm not as into the where are we in relation to the Steelers as I would be if we were supposed to have a good team. Like, we have so many other teams. Like, somebody tweeted us, they're like, I'm scared of 31 other teams. Like, what about the Steelers? Like, they're just one of a bunch of other teams that are better than us.
Yeah, don't sit there and act like you don't care about how good the Steelers are because they're closest geographically in the whole rivalry. You can't say anything like that, whoever said that to you. Go ahead, Ryan.
No, I think we got our own problems, and I don't think anybody's projecting us to be anything special. You know, if we win games, great. I don't think, again, Cleveland's got their own issues we got to overcome.
Well, Ryan, thank you very much for the call. The thing I know it's always like we're peeking into somebody else's backyard, and I know you've been very critical of the station in general about how much we talk about the Steelers. Well, this is the biggest story in the NFL.
Sure.
Second biggest story is Shedeur Sanders in the NFL right now, but here we are. So Aaron Rodgers signed.
Oh, yeah, did we lose the status of biggest story of the summer with Shedeur Sanders? Is that gone now because of Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think we lost anything. I think
because our guy's getting the fourth. He's fourth in line for getting the reps while they just got Aaron Rodgers.
I think Aaron Rodgers, took his rightful place. Like, he kind of went away, and now he's going to be coming back. It's like, all right, Aaron Rodgers is the guy who's the Hall of Famer. He is a... I don't know where he is on the legendary status, but he's in there somewhere. He's not in the best ever conversation, but he's a legend.
People tried to force him in there a few years ago.
Yeah. In the best ever.
Well,
he was winning back-to-back MVPs.
But like, how you not taking John Elway? Like, I always laugh in these conversations. We're always quick to, you know, put the guys that are currently playing, and I'm like, how is Elway not ahead of all these guys?
Well,
all
right, here's the name I didn't expect to hear. Here you go. Power rank them.
Number one, Tom Brady. Number two, Joe Montana. And number three, John Elway. I can't speak for the guys that were thrown before I was alive.
You gotta put Brady and Montana as one, too.
Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I tried to think if Mahomes was hit by a bus
already
today.
Let's not talk about it.
Hypothetical for nice. Sports talk conversation.
Pretty dark.
If there was one Patrick Mahomes this way and there was a trolley and there were five.
If he just gave up the sport, his run has been remarkable. I'm just thinking achievement-wise. What is he up to, Super Bowls?
He's got three wins.
He's got three Super Bowl wins. Now, Elway has two, but Elway also has those three other Super Bowl.
He's got five appearances, though, too. And he's never not been to the AFC Championship game as a starting quarterback.
Either way,
Aaron
Rodgers has been a great player. I know we have our own problems that we have to deal with, but you can't act like it. What their situation is, I think that they are in a team that's at a crossroads. I think the Browns, I think they force themselves at a crossroads. I think that we look at what the reality of them are and say, well, you're probably in a build mode. Andrew Berry kind of admitted it so much with Ryan Wilson of his podcast with the first pick. I'll play that coming up at 7:22. But I think with Aaron Rodgers and with Pittsburgh, it just reeks of the Jets and everything they did with the Jets. And if I didn't believe he was all in with the Jets, after the ankle injury or after the Achilles injury, I think it just became very personal and he forgot what it was like to be a teammate. I mean, this was a guy who was drinking at basketball games with David Bakhtiari. This was a guy who was buying ATVs for his offensive line. He was putting his offensive line in State Farm commercials. Like, this was the teammate. And I think the walls closed in on him and he forgot that. If he's able to do all that again, if he's the great swordsman of the Pittsburgh Steelers, then yeah, I think that we have a problem. But if he's just still Aaron Rodgers, where it's, hey, you know what, I'm going to go to Egypt, and if you guys have a problem with it, then it's your fault. I think that more of the same is going to happen. I just think that as of right now, our plans are both the same. We're both thinking big picture with quarterback for the future. And if they have a disastrous season, it could get right in our way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.